The program would pay just over $13 million to buy out 64 SANE permits. Those permit holders would be paid from a federal loan that would be repaid by the rest of the SANE fleet. Mike Sturtevant, Fishing Capacity Reduction Program Manager with NOAA Fisheries in Silver Springs, Maryland, explains.
What the permit holders will be voting on is whether they want to take on the $13-odd million of debt here, pay out these permit holders that we're buying out, and the people left in the fishery have to pay up to 3% fee on future landings until the loan's paid off. So that's what they're ultimately voting on, is what we're buying out worth that 3% cost.
Congress approved the buyback program about 5 years ago. The legislation allows for a loan of over $23 million, which could cover the current proposal and more reductions later. A pilot program 3 years ago removed 35 permits from the fishery, leaving 380. During last year's season of big catches and high prices, a little over two-thirds of those permits were actually fished. To conduct the buyback, a fishing organization called the Southeast Revitalization Association held a reverse auction for fleet members who wanted to sell their permits. And the group Southeast Alaska Saners Association has posted a list of willing sellers on its blog. The proposed sale prices range from $175,000 to $240,000. Not many SANE permits have been up for sale because of the buyback program. Those that did went for anywhere from $138,000 up to $153,000, according to the broker Petersburg Fisherman Services. Bobby Thorstensen is executive director of the Saners Association and has been pushing for the buyback. He says the number of permit holders out fishing is on the rise, and he expects it to keep going up.
While the fishery keeps chugging along, the more boats we add to the fishery, the less the guys that are remaining are going to just not catch as much fish, and they're not going to get as much fishing time, and they're not going to make a living. This last year, guys made a living, but in the last decade, in the last 10 years, the average purse seiner hasn't really made much of a living.
Thorstensen says boats are also bigger now and have improved efficiency since the early days of the SANE fishery. He says the fleet's catching capacity is too large and should be reduced. Meanwhile, opponents say the buyback has already boosted permit prices and made it more difficult for young people to enter the fishery. Others say there's no point in paying to remove permits that aren't being fished. And still others oppose it because it will mean fewer deckhand jobs. Permit holder Clyde Curry of Petersburg has been saning for more than four decades and says he'll vote against the program as it's currently written. He doesn't like the idea of reducing the political voice of the fleet.
There aren't a whole lot of us to start with, and I don't see why it should be good to have a whole bunch less of us, particularly if harvest is going to be high and value is going to be high.
Curry thinks market economics can keep boat numbers down on the fishing grounds instead of a buyback. NOAA Fisheries has received the proposed buyback plan and still has to approve it. The agency's Sturtevant says they hope to do a quick review.
We don't want to delay this any longer, so hopefully we'll be coming to a decision point here within the agency soon whether we approve the plan and move forward with the referendum as quickly as we can after that.
If it's approved, the referendum could be mailed out sometime this spring. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.